Wow. Hello, boys and girls. So this is a very, very quick one. I just want to talk to you about a little mnemonic that I use for myself and I use with some of my clients as well. And that is non servium. Non servium is Latin and it means I do not serve, I do not submit, and I do not consent. When we're talking about setting boundaries with people and asserting yourself, one of the first people that you need to set boundaries with and the first person you need to assert yourself with is you. You've got to assert yourself with yourself. You've got to assert boundaries over yourself and other people as well. There are certain communications that you will get from the self and certain communications at the interior level and certain communications you will get from other people and other influences, cultural messages, and marketing, advertising, words spoken by people in your family unit, by your partner, by whatever, that you must also reject, that are not serving you, that are not useful to you. And so those things, as a mnemonic, to remind yourself to not take them on board, you can simply say to yourself, non servium. Non servium is nice because it's Latin, and most of us are not pretentious enough to speak in Latin inside of our own fucking heads. So it's a good little reminder. You'll say non servium and you'll think of this video and you might even smile and remember to have a sense of humour about these things. And you will be observing the problem and actually saying, this is a problem. This communication that is coming in is a problem. This impulse that is rising up in me to people please, to put somebody else's needs before my own is a problem. Non-servium, I'm not going to do that. Non-servium to the message that's coming in here. I do not consent. You do not have to go out and battle with everybody and start becoming a boundary freak and going, I don't agree to what you're saying and I don't consent to this all the time, and being that person. You can just think it at the internal level and inside of your own mind think non-servium. But externally, you can do whatever you want. As I said to you in the last video, you should be cunning. You should be clever. It is not always going to be appropriate for you to argue. Or to one of the things that a lot of us with the complex PTSD and the people pleaser syndrome, with the CPTSD and the PPS, one of our tendencies is to try and argue with sincerity and to be earnest. Well, that is not appropriate when you are arguing with somebody who has abandoned earnestness and sincerity and has no interest in open, honest communication. Hey there, buddy, why don't me and you sit down and thrash this thing out? It's going to get you nowhere with somebody who's fundamentally manipulative, deceitful, and only cares about generating their reactions in others by any means necessary. So it's enough for you to say inside of your head, non-servium. If you go and look that up, you'll see that this is allegedly what Lucifer said to God in heaven before he was cast out. He would not kneel. He would not submit. He basically said, I do not submit to your demands. Non-servium, and that's what got him cast out. So it's good because it's a it's kind of a battle cry of rebellion. It's a battle cry against people telling you what to do because that's just the way it is. You know, that patriarchal, bigoted, arrogant assumption of authority that can be adopted by men or women. There isn't a gender issue on being an asshole. There is, you know, nobody owns being a dick. Men and women can both be total dicks, and you will need to say non-servium to both genders. So it's a good, because it has that overtone to it, it's something that Lucifer said in heaven before being cast out. That's kind of fun too. I should also add before it starts a huge thread on here that there is this misconception that Lucifer is Satan, but he isn't. If you know your theology, you'll realize that. Okay, that's enough on that subject. Please remember that you do not have to consent to anything, and take this as an exercise almost in mindfulness and awareness in terms of consent. This is a mindfulness meditation on the subject of consent, non-servium. What is it that you are consenting to? Did you consent to whatever behavior or suggestion or implicit doctrine is coming in, or did you not? If you did not, then just say, I did not consent to this. If you still have to do what needs to be done in order to survive or in order to get by, then go ahead and do it, but at least you can be clear and sane and sovereign in your own mind and say, I did not consent to this, even though I am forced against my will to do it. I did not consent. Okay, that's enough for today. Thank you for your time and your attention, and I will speak to you again soon. Cheers.